Thanksgiving is always this wonderful celebration that we have as a nation, that we take one day out of the year to give thanks. We take one day to look at the good that we have in our lives and to show gratitude for those gifts that we have. And there's a lot of traditions, of course, that have grown up around this national holiday. A lot of things that are kind of considered to be the thing you do on Thanksgiving. You know, of course, you prepare a meal and you call family and friends together and you spend the day together enjoying the meal. And maybe even the preparation of the meal is a part of that gathering of family and friends. Of course, for many people, it's, you know, wall-to-wall football. You know, football game just started and it won't end till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight, you know. And of course, there's got to be a nap there somewhere in the lazy boy because you had too much to eat during the meal. And all these different traditions that have really kind of come around this holiday of giving thanks. And I think it's good to look at some of those traditions because they have message for us as Christians. They grew first of all, out of our Christian tradition, out of what we believe and understand as Christians. But they also help us to understand how we are to live as Christians. You know, first, we look at just the idea of gathering together. That Thanksgiving is a day of spending with family and friends. To take, you know, people that maybe we don't see more than once or twice a year, and to get together with them, and to enjoy the day together. And it is important that we gather. By and large, as humans, we are not solo individuals. We do not live on our own. In fact, you know, we hear someone who's kind of a hermit who lives off in the woods somewhere, lives off in the hills, and we kind of think they're a little strange because we only ever see them when they come in to get supplies, for example. And I think we all have kind of known people like that, that they are just their best, just they want to be left alone and they want to live on their own. But most of us are not like that. We want to be around people. We want to gather together. Even the most introverted of us, and I believe it or not, I am actually on the introvert side of the scale. We do need time when we need to say, I don't want to see people right now. But most of us enjoy being able to get together with family and friends. We feel that call, that desire, that pull towards others. That's why we gather, we live in communities. We live in cities and towns. We naturally seek community. Well, as Christians, that community goes deeper because we know that through our baptisms, we are members of the body of Christ. We have been united in Christ as his body here on earth, and that we are to be gathered together in community, that we are to gather together for the praise and worship of our Lord, that we are to gather together in thanksgiving to him. It's important for us to gather. And then when we do gather for Thanksgiving, the meal is the center point of it. The high point of the day is that meal of turkey and all the trimmings or ham or whatever usually do. Of course, again, traditionally turkey. Although I've heard because of prices, some people are just getting big chickens instead because, you know, things have gotten so expensive. But it's still important to have that meal, that breaking bread, that symbol of sharing with one another. You know, that symbolism, breaking bread, long has been that symbol of sharing, giving what we have to someone else, and enjoying together. And again, as part of our nature to be in communion, to be united with each other, that meal symbolizes that. That meal, that Thanksgiving meal, that even the differences we might have, and sometimes we have differences with members of our families, with some friends, that might seem insurmountable, and yet we can still have that unity through a simple meal, a simple sharing. That we can set those disagreements aside, hopefully, long enough to share meal, to break bread together. And then, of course, talking about, you know, sharing, we have the Mass where we come to share in the sacrifice of our Lord. Because, of course, today is about giving thanks. And being able to set aside those squabbles that we have with others, those differences that we have with others, to recognize what we have, the gifts that we have, and to show gratitude for those gifts, for others, for things that we, you know, that we hold dear. We can give thanks for that. And that's why this Mass is so special. This Thanksgiving Day Mass, you know, like I talk about, coming together to share in the sacrifice of the Lord. But of course, we come here to praise and worship him in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for our lives. Thanksgiving for the gifts we have. Thanksgiving for our families. Thanksgiving for everything. For the salvation that he promised us. You know, we see that Samaritan in the gospel who, you know, returned to give thanks to God for his healing. And that's very much what this day is about, is returning to give thanks to God. So before we begin all these festivities, we come here and we give thanks to him in worship. And we receive him. We share in that Eucharist. We share in that sacrifice of our Lord. And then we go out and we do the football and the turkey and the naps and the card games and whatever else we do on Thanksgiving. But we come first to give him thanks. And then we go out and enjoy the rest of our day. And I pray that this is a very blessed Thanksgiving day for all of you, for you and your family and friends, and all that you will gather with. And that it will be that day where we can truly give thanks to God for all his gifts.